Welcome to 7,000 Feet Stronger, episode 8. Can you believe it's been 8 episodes already?
It doesn't seem like it. That's 8 full weeks of programming we've talked about. Yeah, that's great.
It's fun. It is definitely fun. let's look at the week past before. Let's recap that. I mean,
hang on, but I'll be honest. Like, when you asked me to do this, if you said this was going to last 8 episodes, I would have laughed in your face. But it definitely seems to have gained a little traction, so I see it lasting at least another.
Yeah. Well, for now, yes, we're starting to level off. We had a sharp decline in the beginning, but we're leveling off, and you did tell me I was crazy when it was like 6 months ago. So we should probably start a podcast for the community. Whatever. Yeah. I know when you don't agree, you just don't answer.
Right.
I was like, right. I'm going to keep pushing this. So here we are, 8 episodes
here
later.
Here we are.
I think last week was a great week in the gym.
For sure.
A lot of good programming in a recap. Really cool workouts and stuff like that. Just some highlights. We got a guest in the background. But, you know, I think the specialty classes, again, continue to be busting at the seams, literally.
Absolutely.
Like starting, again, Tuesday, Oli class. Tons of people.
Yeah, great,
great
turnout.
Some great drills. Ryland's done a great job with that class, and obviously it has its following. Moving to aerobic capacity. Would you run out of rowers for the third week in a row?
Yeah, completely out, plus 2 bikes. Yeah, we need more rowers for sure if we're going to keep doing all this rowing.
Yeah, it's going to get nice out too. You're going to keep it indoors or going to go outside to the track, right?
No, we'll go back out to the track as soon as spring hits. Yeah, we'll go back back out to the track and start running again.
Fun. And then moving on to the open prep. I coached 8 a.m. You did the open. Looked like you had a great turnout. Like,
yeah, it was great. I think 18 people or something. Yeah, it was amazing. And, you know, just a super cool vibe to, you know, kind of talk about this style of workouts and, you know, and then do one and then talk about it and then, you know, kind of give them a homework workout. And it's really neat to see everyone kind of stick around and want to do that workout as well. You know, and I'm looking forward to this Saturday as well. So,
yeah, you had looked like you had a little traffic jam at the pull-up bar, but.
Yeah. Staying away from the wall. That's for sure.
So starting off, our programming for February 4th, Victory Monday. I'm going to call my shot. Victory Monday. Monday the 4th. What do we got?
What's the victory for?
Super Bowl. Duh.
Oh, the Patriots.
Yeah.
Will they have their parade on Monday or will it be on Tuesday?
Tuesday. I mean, Tuesday. It's been 95 days since the city of Boston's won a championship. There is a little bit of a drought, so.
God.
Yeah. We are that obnoxious.
The Monday's program. Yes. All right. 21:15:9, 4-time, bike calories, toes to bar, and hand release push-ups. If there's not a bike available, then you'll do the same number of calories on the rower. Definitely changes the workout a little bit, but you know, definitely going to get the same stimulus. If you're going to scale the workout, you're looking at both changing the total number of reps, the 15:12:9, bike calories, hanging knee raises as opposed to toes to bar, and then regular push-ups.
What's the time domain here?
Oh, I can't remember what it was listed at. I mean, just looking at it, if you're looking at this workout, I mean, what, 11, 12 minutes tops?
It's listed at 8:30 for super fitness robots. Likely time of, 11 to 13-ish, but it's a good one, again.
Yep, for sure. For sure. People that can crank out the bike will really, you know, have an advantage here. You know, if you can hop on that bike and knock those 20 calories out in, you know, 45 seconds, it's going to be vastly different than someone that takes, you know, 2 minutes to do those same calories.
Yeah.
Well, it's a powerful workout.
Moving on to Tuesday, February 5th.
Yeah, February 5th. 4 rounds, each round 4 times. So there's 4 separate rounds in this one. 18 dumbbell power cleans, 50-35, then right into 15 dumbbell front squats at 50-35, finishing off with 12 dumbbell push jerks. Then you rest 2 minutes between each round. If you are going to scale it, we just reduce the weight 35-20 for all three movements.
Oh, 50-35 is our, I was looking at 35-20. Yeah, 50-35, 18-15-12. Okay, that's a good there.
Do you want to hold on to the dumbbells here strategically?
So, I mean, 18 power cleans, you know, coming from the ground, it's going to be tough. You know, it's going to be a kind of a, it's going to be very grippy. I think it's possible for, you know, a lot of athletes to do that, but to go then right into front squats, you know, you can set them up on your shoulders. It changes a little bit, but then into the push jerks, you know, I definitely think going unbroken and holding on to the dumbbells is possible. It's going to be tough. But the 2 minutes rest will be nice.
Yeah, I think you kind of get a strategy together, kind of maybe break if you have to, and then get three power cleans, kind of leave like 3 to 5 at the end where you know you can hang on, then switch them to what I call like the triangle right behind your head.
Right,
like yep. You literally put the top of the dumbbell and then the bottom is sprayed out a little bit. So it looks like a triangle, and that kind of rests your grip for a little bit on the front squats. But
yeah,
or it can rest the dumbbell on your shoulder, really for the front squat, but then going right into push jerk from there. So
yeah,
getting that comfortable position in the front squat with the dumbbell takes
it'll take a couple
reps to really where you feel comfortable.
Yep, but it'll completely change the workout if you can get those in a position where you're resting your grip a little bit.
Yeah, because if you put them in that triangle, actually, it's more like a back squat when I was realizing that. So,
yeah. Yep, sits right in the shoulders, yeah.
But there was an open workout that was very similar to this dumbbell lunging, and people really couldn't find a comfortable place to put the
– we hadn't done them, you know,
dumbbells. Right.
So, yeah.
Yep.
All right. Moving on to Wednesday. Wednesday, 4 sets of 7 deadlifts. As heavy as possible for each set. Rest as long as you need.
I'm personally so bummed that I'm actually traveling that day because this is my jam.
Yeah, totally. That's yeah.
Long arms, baby.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Don't have to.
Yeah, I don't have to go very far, but I'll find a way. Maybe, hopefully, I can get it in. But yeah, I'm going that day. So it's a good one. I love deadlift, as everyone knows. That's my favorite thing.
Yeah, and it's an interesting, you know, we definitely a different rep scheme than we've done for our heavier days. You know, you're looking at 7 reps. This one will take a little playing with in warm up to kind of figure out what your heaviest 7 is going to be. You know, when you think about heavy 5s or heavy 3s, it's a little bit easier. It's a more common rep scheme that we use, but 7, it's going to be interesting. I think you're going to find, you know, some people are really pushing towards failure and those last reps and not making that 6th and 7th rep. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, those 2 reps over 5 are just the mental tough part, you know?
Yeah, it's cardio. Yeah.
So
it's good. It's a good one. What do we got Friday?
Friday, a 20-minute AMRAP, 40 double unders, 200-meter run, and then 10 overhead squats at 95-65. This is, what is it? Is it Nancy that is the girl that's kind of like that? Run 400 meters.
Yes, and then very similar.
Overhead squats. I think it's Nancy. But yeah, super similar to that workout. Instead of doing a 400-meter run, you're going to do some double unders, which will be equally fatiguing. You know, a hard 200-meter run come in, and you got to hit those 10 overhead squats before you head back out. Obviously, the scale will shorten it up a little bit. Do a 14-minute AMRAP if necessary. Double under attempts. Same 200-meter run, and then we'll lighten up the squat weight.
So we talked a little bit about this before we started recording. 12 calories, 8 calories, really not 200 meters, really.
Yeah, I have a real trouble when they've been using the calories for the bike. You know, calories are really a measure of power. Someone can get on the bike and crank out 12 calories in 10 seconds if they're a powerful athlete. However, no athlete in the gym is going to run a 200-meter run in 10 seconds. So it's just, it's definitely something we're going to have to discuss and, you know, kind of evaluate as we move forward if that's a true alternative to the 200 meter run.
Yeah, I mean,
switching it up
really, we want to go, and if you're going to do the workout, what's this on Friday, right? Friday,
yep.
Just talk to the coach and see if you want to do the 600 meters. So 3-1 is really ideal for bike to sub for the run, but 12-8 is what's programmed. So just kind of giving another option, really, until we kind of figure out what the true conversion is, actually, is what I'm looking for. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just another food yep. for thought moving forward. And then Saturday, the 9th.
Saturday's Helen. Doing a benchmark workout on Saturday. 3 rounds for time, 400 meter run, 21 kettlebell swings at 1.5 and 1 pood, and then 12 pull ups. And then scaling that down, we would shorten up the run, 15 kettlebell swings. 20 pounds, and then finally 9 pull-ups or 9 ring rows.
Good. We're seeing a benchmark on a Saturday. So,
yep.
It'll be fun to watch. I mean, it's good. If you haven't done Helen before, something to kind of make sure you log that workout so you can kind of come back and see your progress moving forward. Before we cut, we have also another feature of the interview with Billy Hartigan, the Athlete of the Month for February. Stay tuned for the interview with Billy and Tara. And also, don't forget to register for the Open.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, you got to register for the Open and be sure to pick your team. You know, if you come at 9 o'clock, you know, be sure to sign up for that 9 o'clock team. Or if you come at typically at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, pick your 5 o'clock team. But you know, get on a team, join in the fun. It's for everyone. The Open is for everyone. You will have a workout that you can do on that Friday, and it is a good time.
Scalable. Just found a post from actually HQ that I reposted on our Instagram feed. Scaling is not the enemy. So it's fantastic time. In other news, did you see Cole is a free agent for any class time?
I saw that. That's the funniest thing.
He posted in our group of I'm a free agent.
Yeah, so like, good.
Free I agent. Said that 7:30 does not negotiate online. And I think Becca's comment was the best. Becca says the 5 o'clock does not negotiate with terrorists. So Becca wins the comments on that. That's part of the outside for the box sure. Facebook group. If you do want to join it, Cole had definitely made it interesting today. So
for sure.
Stay tuned for the Athlete of the Month interview, as I said, with Billy Hartigan and Tara.
So I'm sitting here with Billy, our February Athlete of the Month. So yeah. Billy, where's your hometown?
I am from the west side of Chicago, Illinois.
All right, my first question, Sox or Cubs?
Definitely the Cubs. Always been a huge fan. It was awesome to see them win the World Series.
Yes, I would love – that's one of the things on my bucket list. I want to go to a game at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, you have to before it gets redone.
Oh, is it getting redone?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So how long have you been in – lived in Flagstaff and then also been at Came to Pass?
I've lived in Flagstaff since early 2014 and have been at Came to Pass since October.
All right. And then what do you do in Flagstaff? Do you have did you have an occupation or in school full time or?
No, I was already graduated college. I had moved out here with a friend.
Oh, cool.
So.
Right on. From Chicago to Flagstaff?
From Florida.
From Florida.
I went to school in Florida and we had moved out here.
Right on. Have you ever lifted weights or played sports prior to CrossFit?
I have never lifted weights at all in my entire life. I played basketball and I swam in high school.
Right on. Did you know anything about CrossFit before you started here?
I didn't. I had friends that have done it and they had always raved about how much they liked the workouts. And I've seen the movie about CrossFit on Netflix.
Right on. What did you think about starting CrossFit? Did you see the movie after you started CrossFit or before starting CrossFit?
I saw it before, and I thought that was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
So when you started CrossFit, did you have expectations? Were your expectations, or how has your mindset changed? I'll ask you that. From before you started till now, has your mindset changed about CrossFit?
Yeah, it's changed 100%. Walking into CrossFit was really intimidating at first. The workouts just look brutal, and I'm not in shape at all. So it's been a lot better though. I mean, I've kind of gotten comfortable with taking a direction and whatnot, and the movements are getting a lot easier.
Yeah, your form, that's one of the reasons we nominated you for Athlete of the Month. It's been really cool to watch your progression and your improvement over the last couple of months that you've been here. And you take coaching really, really well. So that's been super great to watch. So what's your favorite thing about CrossFit?
Definitely the sense of accomplishment I get from all the workouts that I do, and the soreness just in general. I can tell I'm doing something.
That's awesome. Do you have a favorite movement in CrossFit?
Definitely the clean and jerk. That's probably my favorite.
Is that because you and Chris would come in like every Thursday and you're like, we're going to do a 30-minute EMOM?
Exactly. That's like our go-to, like awesome. Things that we both can do well. So
very cool. CrossFit, you need fuel for CrossFit. What's your favorite food?
Anything Chinese. Favorite's probably chicken teriyaki and egg rolls.
Right on. Outside of CrossFit, do you have, what are your favorite hobbies or things you like to do outside of the gym?
Anything in the water in general. I was, being from Chicago, lots of time spent on Lake Michigan. I think my favorite activities are like wakeboarding and skimboarding.
Nice. Is there anything else that you want to tell us about being a part of CrossFit Flagstaff?
Yeah, I love the community in the gym. Everyone's super friendly. I haven't met a rude person at all. That's one of the reasons it was hard to work out in the past. I always had that this anticipation that like people would make fun of you for not being like super fit as they were. And I just love the gym, honestly.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations, and we hope that you stick with us for a long time. Absolutely. It's been great to get to know you, and
thank you.
Just continue being awesome.
I will.
All right. Thanks, Billy.
Yep.